It's time now for this week's American Workers Need You commentary by Michael Blehosh.
And ladies and gentlemen, the title of today's commentary is "With Your Help, Millions of New Jobs Are Being Created." For several years, we have asked our supporters to take a close look at the United States debt clock, which lists ongoing updates from the United States Department of Labor Statistics and the United States Census Bureau. Considering the reports on unemployment in America, more people are asking who is accountable for the loss of jobs in America for over 30 years. As of July 2018, 128 million Americans have full-time jobs. 28 million Americans have part-time jobs. A total of 156 million Americans are listed as employed. However, America has a total population of 328 million people. Therefore, 60% of the working age and able-bodied people should be employed. This means we need over 40 million additional jobs to be at the level necessary to restore America's economy and allow all Americans to support themselves. Supporters of the Buy American Made campaign have seen that national elected leaders permitted the overtaxation and overregulation of businesses for many years, which made doing business outside of America much better than doing business in America. In order to understand how employment affects life in the United States, I urge you to look at the United States debt clock, which is posted on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com. The statistics listed on the United States debt clock offer additional incentives for us to support American-made products so current jobs are maintained and additional jobs can be created and people not in the workforce can get jobs. We all know that America lost jobs to globalization and to automation, but overtaxation and overregulation also drove businesses and jobs out of America. Let's continue to press leaders in Washington, D.C. to do more to make it better to do business in America rather than relocating businesses to foreign countries. This is Michael Blehosh. I appreciate hearing from you. My email address is michael@AmericanWorkersRadio.com. Every Wednesday from 11 a.m. to 12 noon, tune into American Workers Radio on 860 a.m., serving Philadelphia and the tri-state area. And you can also listen live or to rebroadcasts from anywhere in the world from the easy access links on the front page of AmericanWorkersRadio.com.